Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Please join us for this hour of Call to Worship as we look at the fact that Jesus is God.
I'd rather have him. have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands.
I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather
to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than
thank you, Lord God in heaven, for the privilege of entering into your presence today. By your grace and your mercy, as shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who even now is at your right hand, interceding for us. Clearly, he knows exactly what we need. Dear God, thank you for the reality that your Son, Jesus Christ, in his very own words found in the Bible in John 14, said to us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." God, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, and God.
At the feet of Jesus.
And we know that Jesus is God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We find these words in John, 1 John chapter 5. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
With home.
I'm glad that you tuned in to this call to worship as we think about what it means to us that Jesus is God. I'd like to thank those of you who have stopped by our Facebook page or sent a message to us from our website or have taken the time to actually write us a note. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And of course, you'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can safely and securely make your contribution there. You can also listen to programs online and find details regarding the music you hear on these programs. That's calltoworship.us.
Child of weakness, what Find in me your all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
Jesus is God. The Word of God is very clear about the fact that Jesus Christ was and is God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. We find these words in the first chapter of John. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. He came into the world, the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. You see, His birth, the birth of Christ, was prophesied of old in Jeremiah chapter 7, and then referred to again in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. During the temptation of Christ, the account as found in Luke 4:9, and He brought Him to Jerusalem, and set Him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. In Philippians 2, we need to have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And as Paul said in his first letter to Timothy, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Glory, honor, and praise.
I'm Gary Roby, your host here on A Call to Worship, and I thank you for joining me today during this program. Thank you for investing a few moments to write. Your letters are a real blessing, and your financial support helps to keep this program on your local station. You can write to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page and our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now, from Titus chapter 2, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.